Can we cuss or no?
Wait, you anticipate cussing already? I mean, what you got?
I just know how I am when I get excited. Like, some words may come out.
This is the Creative Sports Podcast.
We got to handle it a certain way, you know, because we're judged a certain way. And basically, it's like they're going to look at us and see how well we handle things. So take that pressure part of it and let it, I'd say let it go. But then again, you know, we have to do things differently than others, really.
Today, we are joined by the 5 African-American team photographers in the NFL. Terrell Lloyd of the San Francisco 49ers, Brevin Townsend of the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams, Kalina Williams of the Dallas Cowboys, Cam Ned of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Chanel Smith-Walker of the Carolina Panthers. We're going to do a fun exercise, team exercise here. And if everybody can just open their browser and go to time, T-I-M-E dot I-S.
So time dot like, is clean.
Yeah.
Time dot.
You want me to send you the link?
Yes, please.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I know, this is like chaotic for cleanness, okay?
I got it.
You got it, okay.
Oh, okay, now I got it. Hold on a second now. There we go. Give me a second here. Okay.
All right, everybody on it?
Yep.
Everybody found it? All right, 15 is our number.
Good number.
That'll work.
Who was late?
All right,
was it Kalina? I feel like it was Kalina.
Well, it's always.
I feel
be
in
like,
my spirit. I feel like you could be late.
Oh, that was pretty good, though.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Garrett Wright. I want to start out with a big thank you to APM Music for donating the tracks we use on this podcast. Also, a reminder that this podcast is an extension of the sports creative community on Slack. So if you're hearing this and not a member of that community yet, you should head over to sportscreativeslack.com and sign up for free.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Creative Podcast. I am your guest host, Darius Thomas, and we have a treat this episode as we have the 5 African-American team photographers in the NFL. I will let them introduce themselves because I would do it no justice. We will start with Terrell Lloyd from the San Francisco 49ers.
I'm Terrell Lloyd, Director of Photography for the San Francisco 49ers.
My name is Cam Ned. I'm Manager of Photography for the Jaguars.
I'm Brevin Townsend, Team Photographer for the Los Angeles Rams.
My name is Kalina Williams, and I am a Team Photographer for the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm Chanel Smith-Walker. I'm a Team Photographer for the Carolina Panthers.
Well, thank you all for being here today. I'm excited because this is monumental for our industry. It seems like the last 2 years or so, there's been even more of a push to get more faces that look like us working for these big brands and teams who service a lot of people who look like us. So let's just jump right into it. The 5 of you cover NFL teams as team photographers. How did you get here and who wants to go first?
How can I start? I mean, I go back from being, you know, growing up in San Francisco as a kid, throwing newspapers and always had a love for football, you know, and I was a season ticket holder sitting in the stands. And one day I got an opportunity to go shoot out on the field while I was working my corporate job. I took photography in school, working my corporate job and got on the field back in, you know, I'm about to date myself, but mid-90s, of course, right? And I got hooked and I said, wow, it'd be great to get with the 49ers, you know? And so with that, you know, the PR director said, you know, hey, give me a call next time. Yeah, you know, I thanked him, give me a call next time, see what I could do. And I said, you know, he said, give him a call. I called him every week, right? And so he would say it every week and they made the playoffs. And next thing I know, I called him like I knew him. And literally he hung up the phone on me, literally, right? And I said, oh, I must've been too persistent, right? So then I had to figure out a way of how am I gonna get on the field? So I got on with I wasn't gonna get a job with the newspaper, we're gonna have my regular job. And I got on with a monthly magazine. And then that's what really got me in the door. And then in a short period of time, I got with the team indirectly. And basically I've been with the team for 25 seasons now. If you look in the back over my shoulder here, you know, my department, marketing department gave me a jersey for my 25th season. And, you know, a lot of staff people, a lot of players signed it. You know, I thought I was surprised about that. I didn't know what they were doing. So that was pretty neat. But what really what really propelled me with the team was digital photography. So I adapted digital early on, you know, and that digital camera cost me $12,000, right? And it was only 2 megapixels, but I knew where the future was going to go. And then that's where I paved the way. And then, you know, fortunately, I mean, there was Black African-American minority photographers out there shooting on the field, but there was never none really officially with the team until I got with the team, right? And so, you know, it's kind of like, you know, eventually say, how is this going to change? When are we going to see more people of color out there? And so on and so forth. And just to see this group here, you know, of males and females and so on and so forth, you know, we've come a long way. I mean, is there still ways that we have to go? Yeah, but we've come a long way. But that's how I really got my start. And then I just grew within the organization. But one thing for me was when I was doing my weddings and portraits and then I started doing sports, it was like, you know, how do I make myself kind of unique? It's like, so with the organization, what we do here, it's like when I became full-time about nine years ago, it was a matter, they shouldn't have to go out the house to do anything. So I'm capable of, you know, portraits, lighting, this, that. I do food photography here for our suites, everything. So it was kind of like, you know, learn as much as you can and make yourself more valuable and more, you know, have more assets on what you can do. That's one thing that if I had to give word of advice, it's like, do learn as much as you can. So they, you know, so they'll know what you're capable of doing.
2017 was my first, I guess, experience working freelance in the NFL. My background, I went to Old Dominion University in Virginia. And so I worked as a media specialist in our student affairs department, doing all elements of photography, videography, and all that kind of stuff. And then I started to freelance within our athletics department. And then as we had guys that would start to get looks, you know, undrafted free agents within the league, you know, that was my pipeline to kind of get an excuse to shoot NFL games. So in 2017, we had a guy that was on their roster for the preseason. So I shot four or five games with Washington. So I would go up for free, cover the game just to get resume experience. Did that for about a season, did about 4 or 5 games. The goal that year was just to kind of get resume experience, just to kind of have something down on paper to say I've done this before. So in the future, when I wanted to connect with team photographers, I could, you know, I have something to work off of. Didn't know any team photographers. I really have any, you know, background or idea about who they were, kind of how you get to that point, you know? So from there, the next year, we had another player that was playing in FedEx. FedEx was kind of like my haven. You know, if you look at the map, Virginia is halfway between Charlotte and DC. So there's not a lot of pro opportunities around there. So really, if you're trying to, you know, get opportunities, you really have to put yourself out there and make them trips. So the next year, you know, it was kind of getting to a point where, you know, I'd gotten the experience, but I was trying to meet, you know, who the team photographers were and figure out who they were and, you know, let them know who I was. So, you know, the year before, I would go like 30 minutes before the game, slide in there and do what I had to do. They played the Eagles the first game of the season. I went 3 hours early and stood in the hallway until I ran into their team photographer, talked to him for about 10 seconds, gave him my name, said, hey, this is what I want to do. He gave me his email. I DM'd him after the game, and that was that. And from there, he reached out to me about a month later, said, hey, I got a team photographer coming in town, need a card runner. Card runners, you know, you guys all know what that is. You know, I'm just fought for the teams that weren't live transferring yet or doing any FTP stuff. You just follow the team photographer around, and then when there's a big play, you take their cards, and then you literally run them back to the editors. So I was able to work with the then Panthers team photographer, Melissa Melvin Rodriguez. She gave me my first, you know, paid opportunity to card run. So she allowed me to work with her for 2 games. And then 2 more came later in the season. I was willing to drive. She didn't know this, but I was willing to drive 5 hours to Charlotte to get, you know, more opportunities to card run and work with her just to kind of keep that connect. You know, it's hard to meet team photographers. So if you're able to meet one, you know, I wanted to kind of keep that relationship going. So I learned that all the team photographers are connected, because as I work with her, she would give the Redskins, then Washington's team photographer at the time, his name was Garrett Campbell, feedback, you know, about me. So then he lobbed me to the Texans team photographer, and he gave me my first paid opportunity to be a second photographer for a game. So all that stuff I did in 2018, when I saw the Vikings had an internship opportunity, I was able to put that down. That led me to watch, that led me to Minnesota. Did a Minnesota internship for a year, had a good experience with that. Pandemic hit, was getting ready to move, go back home, go back to Philly. And then they, you know, gave me an opportunity to come back a second year, be a contracted photographer with them. And in that year, I got a lot more frontline experience. I was the only one tiered in the building. So myself and the other two staff team photographers that, you know, work with me my internship year, we kind of all worked together and kind of just, you know, man the ship, so to speak. And that internship or that second year, the contract ended. I went back home and then fast forward 4 months and I got a job in Jacksonville. You know, here I am now. So that's pretty much it.
My start was really, honestly, I didn't really know photography was anything I really wanted to do. Coming out of high school, I knew I wanted to work in sports and I knew it was something that like really drove me. I always was connected to the game and the game of football and just everything that came with it. And I honestly thought I was going to go to school to be an agent because when I went to college, I had a major in business management. I minored in sports and recreation and I had no idea what I wanted to do. And then as I was getting into the end of my freshman year, I got an email from our athletics department just looking for some interns. And really, they were looking for some marketing interns. And then like the social media internship was something that really stood out to me because I was like, oh, that sounds awesome. Like, I love being on Twitter. I love doing like just like helping out. Like my parents had a restaurant and I like helped them with that a little bit and their social media. And I was just like, oh, like, why not? I had no idea what it really was or like what to really expect. I mean, this was like 2016. So I feel like a really early phase of, you know, brand social media. So I just applied and it ended up being something that I had no idea that what it really was, but I actually didn't end up getting that internship at first. The way it went was they called me and they told me they would like to offer me a different internship that wasn't the social media internship. And I was like super bummed but I just wanted to kind of break in any way that I could just because I wanted to get into sports. And they ended up calling me back a couple weeks later and just offering me the social media internship because someone else didn't want to take it because it wasn't paid, which ended up becoming the biggest and best opportunity that I ever got because the first football game I ended up working in that internship, my boss handed me a camera and just said, hey, we need some extra pictures. Would you be interested in taking photos for the game? And I was like, you know, honestly, I've never really shot photos like that before. I've never really thought about it in that way. Sure, I have no idea. Looking back, the photos were absolutely terrible. Like nothing was really in focus. But there was a couple of pictures that I still have on my phone that I still remember that were the ones that I look back now and that's what made me fall in love. That's what made me like really want to start chasing it. So that was my sophomore year in college. And then the next 2 years, I stuck around working for the university as a student photographer. Ended up becoming like our lead social media person when I was like a senior. So I had a couple interns who worked for me. There was a couple photographers that worked for me when I was in my senior year that like just helped on football game days. So like that really gave me an experience of like what kind of like working as like a team photographer, but not really. It was such a different experience. I kind of just kind of opened it up more to me just working with different people on a game day and just like how that kind of worked. But when I left college, I didn't get any opportunities to really be a photographer. I tried and I applied. Cam doesn't know this. I think this is actually the first time I've ever talked to Cam about this, but that same internship with the Vikings was one that I was actually a finalist for. And that's how I actually found Cam because of that internship, because I was like, man, I wonder who really got that internship because whoever got that internship is going to be awesome. And like, because Andy is one of my favorite photographers in the league. And so I just was like, all right, whoever gets that internship, like, I can't wait to see what they do there. And like, I'm going to really, you know, compete to kind of get to that point. And I just really want to see like what it took to really be a photo intern in the league. And so that's how I actually ended up finding Cam. And since that day, since I found Cam, Cam's been one of my closest friends in the league to like be here at this point. Like Cam and I talk all the time. Anytime I have a question, like Cam and I are actually in a very similar position with him in the Jags and me at the Rams, like, we're kind of like the first in our positions or one of the first kind of helping develop that photo department. And so Cam's always been there, but that was actually the first time I think I've ever like mentioned that to Cam about being in that same position for that internship. But that really helped me drive me to get to my next point, because then I went to Seattle, which I didn't end up being really much of a photographer there. I really shot more of community events when I could, but I was really just a digital media intern. My boss ended up leaving partway through the season, so I helped out a bit more with our website and some app things. But as far as shooting, I was really just kind of shooting community events, and I was just offering to shoot as much as I could. Like anytime they were like, hey, we don't really want to send anyone, I was like, oh, I'll do it. I'll shoot phone video and I'll shoot like photos. And then it's like, if you need me to shoot video too on my camera, like I'll shoot it all. Like I just was trying to like tap in for every experience I could, because I just wanted to show people like, hey, like I get that I'm getting hired to be in these positions because like I have this social media background, but like photography is what I really want to do. So I kept trying to do all these different opportunities when I was in Seattle, but even while I was at Iowa State, like anytime they let me shoot anything, I'd be like, oh yeah, like if you need me to shoot something else, like video, I'll do it too, just so I can show you that I can do photo. And then that led me to the Rams. Like my first year at the Rams, I was a social and photo intern. And then a couple months into that position, our photographer had left our organization, which kind of just, again, put me at another opportunity to really step up and go in above what my role was. And I really got to fill in that like lead photo role. And it led me to this year, which this is my first full year with the Rams in a full-time capacity. So it's been one thing after another, where it was really just kind of getting to an opportunity that I got to step up, like my senior year where I had interns underneath me, and then in Seattle when my boss left, and then my first year with the Rams and our photographer left. I was just getting to these opportunities where I got to show who I was, but it was also taking all these other smaller opportunities in between to just say, hey, like I can do this. Like, let me just show you I can do this. Okay. Like, and so a lot of these other opportunities is kind of what got me to this point. Just a lot of stacking, the ability to say yes and the ability to do a lot of things like Terrell talked about earlier, is just saying yes and trying to have a background that wasn't just photography. I think that's also what kind of got me to this point. So that's kind of my background.
Awesome. And ladies, you come from a similar background, both coming from the college athletic realm. And Kalina, we'll start with you. Talk to us about how you got to the Cowboys and your journey here.
I started photography in general in high school. I started out with film actually, because my teacher was very old school and she wanted everybody to learn film. And so she made the school build like a dark room and like across the classroom and everything. So I had experience with that. And I mean, I swore I was never going to switch to digital. I was going to be that photographer that only shot film, and I was going to be unique and special, but eventually I switched over. But I was in the yearbook in high school, but I was just a writer, but I really did want to go over into photography, but the school already had their own photographer and whatnot. So I just kind of stuck to writing. When I applied for college, I took some extra classes during the summer, and it was like a little program they were having for freshmen where you moved in on campus early, you stayed in the dorm and whatnot, and you took classes. And so I took that opportunity to kind of build up a little portfolio so I could apply for the yearbook in college as a photographer. Because at that point, I really didn't have a lot other than just nature shots that I had. So I was asking random people on campus, could I take pictures of them and that kind of thing. And they were awful, but I mean, it got me into the yearbook. So, and my very first assignment as a yearbook photographer was our homecoming football game. And I mean, literally just like 1 second on the field, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm not leaving this. This is really what I want to do. That was my freshman year. Sophomore year, I got an opportunity with an outlet called HBCU Game Day, where they covered all HBCU sports from D2, D1, all that kind of thing. And I was a photographer, but I also was writing, because at the time I only thought that the only way I can get into doing like photography for sports is if I was like a newspaper or something like that. It didn't occur to me that there was like a team photographer role for a specific team. So I was writing. I hate writing, honestly, especially I don't know enough about sports to write about it. I just like, I know that looks cool. So I was like, I'm do it. I did like little just recaps, simple, just fact finding. It wasn't anything analysis or stuff like that. But I was nice to have that under my belt. You know, people be like, oh, what else do you do other than just photo? I'm like, okay, well, I know how to write too. So, but eventually I knew I wanted to just purely be a photographer. And I want to say, yep, my junior year, I was shooting games on the side. I was kind of just using like the HBCU game day as an outlet or as a way to get passes for the games. And so I would, you know, shoot the games and do the work for them, and then also have these pictures for me as a resume builder and that kind of thing. And then my junior year of college, I just randomly applied for an internship with the Miami Dolphins. Wasn't expecting to get it at all. I've always followed the Dolphins. They were one of my favorite photographers is Pete and Carlos. I've always was following their work, saving it on my Instagram and that kind of stuff, just and trying to recreate the photos whenever I got a chance on the field in college. And so when I applied for their internship and actually got it, I was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, it's not, it's just a big, it's like a little internship, whatever is during the summer. I just trying to like make it seem like it wasn't that big of a deal for whatever reason. But so I interned with them my junior year, and I learned so much. That was really where I kind of figured out that this is exactly what I wanted to do. I was in the right place. There's no settling. There's no, well, I can do this. And then I was like, if I don't get the photography position, it's either that or nothing. I was like zoned in, which can be detrimental. It could have backfired, but it didn't. So during my internship, I did OTAs and training camp because it was off season. Off season is really not as much football things going on, but I still managed to learn a lot about quality, different angles to shoot, different ways to shoot the cameras. That was my first time using a Nikon, so I have experience with both Nikon and Canon. And then also just learned more of the office side of things, like because a lot of people don't realize that without football, this is really kind of just a 9-to-5, just sit in the office and work when you're not shooting a game. So it was kind of like a shock to me. I was like, okay, I thought was something different. I didn't know he was actually going to be sitting in the office with like other people and whatnot. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was a great time. The people were so nice. I still talk to Pete to this day. I just called him like a couple days ago for advice for our coming media day, just things like that. And after my internship with the Dolphins, I wanted to take everything that I had learned there and apply it to stuff at my university. I went to A&T and it's an HBCU, so we don't really have a lot of the same resources that the bigger schools had. And so I was willing to be that person to kind of introduce it to them. And I was connected with our director, or the former director of corporate sponsorships. He works for the ACC now, his name's Carl. Carl, he saw, I put like a whole presentation together, like, oh, this is what these schools are doing. I put like Ohio State and those, the big schools. I'm like, these are what the big schools are doing. Then I did like the smaller schools. I'm like, these are the smaller schools that have the same amount of people that us are doing. I'm like, we can kind of combine. And between me and my two other friends who are videographers, and I kind of have them help me out, like we could create something, you know, small or but still impactful for these players that don't get as much attention as the bigger players at these other schools do and this kind of stuff. So that was really my inspiration and my why of why I wanted to do this, to give those players, the small players, to give them that same feeling of, you know, oh, they have all these cameras on them. They have these people telling their stories and that kind of stuff. And so when he saw the presentation, he was like, you can just have control of the entire social media page. I was like, oh, well, now it's a party. So I was excited. I was like, I had all these plans. I had all these ideas. And I mean, during the season, it went well. It was great. I was taking pictures. I was posting on the social page and I was editing the videos for the social page. And I was like, oh yeah, I got this in the bag. And then March happened. And I was like, I'm preparing for next season. I'm preparing for everything. And the whole school just kind of like shut down and sent everybody home. It wasn't announced that they were canceling the season until like, I want to say maybe April. So, I mean, we were literally planning a contract for me and my friends for something for like a contractor position, just doing creative stuff for them during the season. And literally the day after that, they announced the season was canceled. So at that point I was jobless, still paying rent in an apartment that I wasn't staying in. Applying for different internships, which is kind of funny that Brevin said that he applied for the same internship with Cam. I actually applied for the Rams internship too. And I was a finalist. I interviewed with Jamie and Sarah, the whole nine, and, you know, it was like, I mean, I didn't get it, but I think at the same time, I wasn't really upset because I knew I would not be able to handle a move from North Carolina to LA. And I was like, I was trying to make it seem like it was fine and it was dandy, but like, I would have probably had a panic attack midway through. So, I mean, it was good that the position went to somebody who was able to do it. And then, you know, the way where you are now, what you achieved, and like, I'm not upset about it by any means. I sound like I'm upset, but I'm not. It's a lot because a lot of the pandemic was so hard on me personally. And so just knowing that I still was able to get to somewhere, and then someone else was also able to have a great, just a great opportunity, despite, you know, it not working out for me, it made me feel great. So, forgot where I stopped, the Rams. After that, I was just kind of chilling at home. I got unemployment, so I wasn't really too mad. So, and then later, like I want to say, is it August? July, August, I got a DM on my Instagram from a photographer named Brandon, who worked for the Panthers. He was like, hey, I saw your work. I need a second shooter for the season. Are you available? And at first I thought it was fake. I was like, is he talking to me? Did he mean me? Because I hadn't done any work prior to that to like the last season, which was like December. So I was like, well, yeah. He's like, oh yeah, well, I saw your work. This was, I forgot where he said he saw my work at, but he's like, I saw your work and I think it's amazing. I think you could really do some good work. You know, we just needed a freelancer to shoot the home games for us. And I was like, sure. And he was like, oh, it was like a little verbal contract. It wasn't anything like official or on paper. It was just somebody who saw talent in me and wanted to bring me along and help me out. And so for the season, I was doing home games for the Panthers. And then when the season ended, I was just kind of more in limbo, just applying for different things, just trying to find more freelance stuff. I was sending emails to people who were in charge of maybe like the G League, semi-professional football leagues, indoor football leagues, just sending out different stuff just to find something to do. Because at that point, I was working. At first, I was working at Amazon, and that was not working. And then I was working at Belk at the mall, just shopping around and fulfilling orders. And I was just kind of stuck. And one day, I was staying up at 3 a.m. just kind of like reevaluating everything. Like, did I make a mistake? Did I not? Should I have taken a lesser position to put me in the position I need? And then I saw the Dallas Cowboys. At first it said graphic designer / team photographer. And I was like, I can do graphic design. It's not like, you know, my calling, but I mean, if I need to do it, I can do it. And I can see, and I can probably make a argument that I should be more on the photo side. So 3 a.m., I applied for it, whatever. When I say I wasn't expecting it, I mean, I really was not expecting anything from that. And I got an email from my current boss. She's like, hey, we saw your website. We love what you do. We would love to have an interview. And I was like, okay, that's good. Because I was still worried about it because I didn't really want to do graphic design like at all. But I was like, I'm going to have to do something at this point because this is on like year two being at home unemployed. So I'm like, I got to do something. So I interviewed with them and one of the first things they said is like, oh, we're going to switch it around. You're just going to be more photo heavy now. I'm like, well, now we have something. So when she said that, I was kind of like all in at that point. I interviewed with them. It went well. Then I had an interview with the HR director or one of the HR people first. And then after that, it was like radio silent. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, I might not have gotten this. And like, it was okay. It was kind of like a long shot anyway, like trying to move to Texas and do all that. I was trying to like make myself feel better about not getting the thing. And so I actually ended up applying for another internship with Washington. And the day I got an email back on an interview with them, I got a phone call from the woman who interviewed me first, my current boss. And she was like, hey, so we were supposed to have another interview with our boss's boss, but she just trusted us enough to go ahead and make the decision. So we would like to offer you a job. And so that was July 1st. that I got offered the job. And then on the 15th, I was in a hotel in Dallas about to start my first day of, well, I started my first day in the office on the 21st, but literally that weekend I was flying out to California for training camp. So, and that's how I got here.
It's incredible that all of you kind of have some type of connection with Cam and Brevin interviewing for the same Vikings position, you and Brevin for the same Rams position, you working with the photographer at Charlotte, and then Chanel gets to Charlotte. So all of this kind of goes hand in hand, how all of this is like a big, big web. Chanel, as long as I've known about you, you've been, I've followed you on the photo, I mean, on the graphic design side.
Yeah.
And so when you got the job at Charlotte as a team photographer, I've always loved your photos and what you post on Instagram. But just kind of talk about how you got there and how you made the full-time switch to just a photographer.
Well, I think me switching over to photography, I think it had everybody shook. I mean, I was shook myself, so I was like, okay. But my background is not in a photo at all. It's actually in graphic design. So I started graphic design when I was in high school. I'm not a sports fan. Yes, I was a college athlete. I played volleyball in college, but I do not willingly watch sports. So my background is in design. So I started designing when I was in high school. Design when I was in college, like even at Elon while I was playing, even during the season. I was interning at our student newspaper as a graphic designer, interning for our PR like team at Elon as a designer. And all the stuff that I did for the design side was, it wasn't sports at all. A lot of it was like menu redesign, website redesign, things like that. So I really like all growing up, like and in high and in college, like I didn't do really anything with sports at all. My senior year, I did intern with the ACC, but I was a designer. I didn't do photography. I did intern at a photography company my junior year, but it was like portrait photography. So it wasn't like sports at all. So when I graduated, I worked at like an agency called Pace Communications and Team Connection. So again, but it wasn't photography, it was like just graphic design. And then I ended up going to, I realized that that was boring as hell. So I really hated it. So I was like, okay, well, I want to try to get into sports. Even though I don't even know why I wanted to get into sports. I literally had never done anything with sports. But I think because at the time, my style as a designer was like edgy. So it fit more of like the sports background and not like, like when I was at Pace, I was designing for like Verizon, like in like Walmart, it was like really boring. So obviously like my style did not fit with their brand whatsoever. So I actually became a GA at Southern Miss for the digital media department as a designer. And then my boss left at the time. And so I was a GA for like 4 months, ended up getting hired there. So that was like my first time as like a creative director, like in college as a whole. And I did every like sport. So we had like 21 sports at Southern Miss. And the only reason I even picked up photography there is because Southern Miss was a small school. It was in, I can't remember the conference, they've changed literally like three times. But we couldn't hire a photographer and I needed photos to make graphics. So I was like, well, I just got to learn now. Like, so I'm pretty much self-taught. So a lot of stuff that I learned was literally just like YouTubing and just like asking people like, so what should my ISO be at? Like, what's aperture? Like, I literally had no idea what I was doing. So once I was at Southern Miss, I got a DM from the creative director at Baylor, then went over to Baylor to be a designer there. And that's pretty much where I like really picked up photography and actually had like a good camera. Like we had like it might've been like a Mark II or something like that. Or it might've been the first, like, I don't know what it was, but that was my first time like using like a nice camera. Cause we had like these random like rinky dink cameras at Southern Miss. And we didn't have a team. We didn't have a this is why I don't do panels. Cause I'm just stupid. I'm terrible at this. But yeah, so that was my first time using like a really like nice camera when I got to Baylor. But again, I was still just like graphic design. Like I just would do photography because we needed like a photographer for like recruit photo shoots and stuff like that. And I was the only one at the time like knew how to use a camera. So there's like Chanel will take him. And I was like, all right. So I would like design the graphics, but which worked out because I was able to like you like figure out the photo that I needed to make my graphics. So it actually like the transition to me was like seamless. It like kind of went hand in hand. And then after I was at Baylor, I moved over to football with Coach Rule, who's now with the Panthers, but I got a DM from the DPP at NC State football, and then interviewed, just did like a like one or two phone interviews, and became the creative director there for NC State football. And so that's kind of where I really like picked up photography. I still really know what I was doing, but I was just kind of like in my head, I felt like I was doing, I feel like at the heart is what matters. So in my heart, I was like, okay, I have the confidence to make it like I knew what I was doing. But again, my background was mainly in design. So I brought in a photographer, Greg, and he was the one that kind of helped me figure out like what strobes were, what, like how to use a flash. And I still don't really know how to use one, but using stuff like that. And so then I was at NC State for 2 years, like 2.5 years, got a DM on Twitter from the director of recruiting at University of Tennessee football. So then I went there and became their creative director at University of Tennessee for football. And that was kind of where I really like kind of got into photography, but they also had like a staff photographer, Andrew. So I kind of learned from him. And then I was at Tennessee, and then Brandon Todd had been trying to get me to come to the Panthers for like a while. And so he had reached out to me, like asking what I'd be interested in the photography position there. And I hated Tennessee. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, I'm interested in it. I'm definitely interested in it. But I was hesitant at first because in my head, like, I really just was like, I didn't really think I was good, to be honest. Like a lot of photos that I did were just like portrait photography, like all this stuff behind me was like stuff that I did. And it was like the stuff I did for free. Like I was like bored, and I was like, that's my twin sister. Like, that's like my homegirl, my homeboy. Like I would just like take him outside. Like, do you guys want to take photos? Like I still really hadn't done like sports photography. Like even during game days, like I wasn't on the field shooting. Like I was in the press box making graphics and helping with social media content. So literally like my first time ever shooting a football game was literally shooting for the Panthers. So Brandon definitely took like a chance on me and just the Panthers in general took a chance on me to be in this role. So that's kind of like how I got the job here. No photography background, I kind of just like maneuvered my way out of graphic design. So yeah.
So the next couple questions that we'll go through, everybody doesn't have to answer. We can just kind of bounce around and make it as fun as you all. Like I said, we want to celebrate each and every one of you for your accomplishments, some who have been in the business a long time, some who've made some transitions, some who are, you know, this is their first grown-up job. So with that being said, it's Black History Month. We're recognizing and celebrating greatness. All of you are being celebrated because you're a part of history. Does that ever really sink in to you that you are, you're walking history as we speak?
It didn't really sink in for me, like, especially when I first got it. Like, even when Brandon sent the text, he's like, you're like the first Black female photographer in the NFL. I was like, I don't really feel like it though. Like, I just feel like, I don't know, I just got a job doing what I love. And so it wasn't until like I got on the field during a Cowboys game and I'm the only Black girl there, not the Black person, but I'm the only Black girl there, and I'm like, oh, this is eerie. Like it really wasn't enjoyable. And so I realized at that point what impact I was having on this industry, and you know, it kind of let me know what I needed to do in order to make sure like I'm not in this position again.
And you also had, you got there in July, went straight to Oxnard, and you're on Hard Knocks, and, you know, you're on HBO. Like, how did that make you feel that you were living through all of this stuff, like, in real time?
I don't know. It was such a blur the way everything went, just because there was no break for me. Like, literally 2 weeks after my interview, I was just already shooting and getting tiered and trying to connect with the players enough for them to look at me for more than half a second or something like that. So it was just like, you know, I was trying to operate it as if it was just a normal thing. Wasn't trying to let it get into my head too much to where I just kind of psych myself out and just get scared and whatever. So I mean, it was everything that I dreamed of, but I didn't know that I was dreaming of it, if that makes sense. It was just like, oh, okay, you know, I'm here, I'm doing it, I gotta do the work now. And I know, thinking about it now, which is like, I could have spent a little bit more time trying to think about it and put a little bit more effort into like my recognizing the impact that I was making, that I didn't even know, even though I didn't know I was making it. But I mean, it's just, it's really a great feeling to know that everything that I told myself that I was going to do, I'm actually doing it. So.
Yeah. To like, to follow up with Kalina, like because obviously like it was different because Kalina was the first, but when I got to Tennessee, like, cause I had a similar experience where I became the first Black creative director in the SEC. And that for me was like, it's to me, honestly, like I got like anxiety at first. I was like, cause I was really like, it, because I feel like it kind of put like all eyes on you to where you can't mess up like that, because I was, because you're competing against a lot of people that were already against you from the start, and then you're the only one that looks like you like in the industry, and then then being in Knoxville, you're going to like a really, really racist like part of Tennessee, and like the culture at Tennessee is like very racist in general. So for me, like I had really big anxiety at first, to be honest. Like I was like, what the, like, because I was just nervous how people were going to react to it. Cause it's like, it's uncomfortable. Like they're used to people that look like them, and like, and I don't look like any of y'all. So I think for me, I was like very nervous, but then when it actually did come, when stuff actually comes out, like when people are reaching out to me on social media, like to me, that's where I was like, oh dang, like this is a big deal. Even when it's just like from the creative director side or photography side, when you have people messaging you saying like you're a role model, like an inspiration, like for me, it was kind of like a, it kind of put things into perspective. Then I just took the pressure off myself. And it's like, just kind of just like, F it. Like I have nothing to lose. Like, I'm just gonna do the best I can. But I will 100% say, like, I definitely had anxiety at first. And just being on the sidelines, like I don't know if Kalina's had this experience, but like you deal with photographers. Like I've literally had guys like other old, like AP and like Getty photographers that literally like just try you on the sidelines, and like they call you little girl and they look at you like you don't know what you're doing, and they'll be like, you took a man's job. And I'm like, I didn't take a man's job. Like, what are you talking about? So you're dealing with stuff like that, but it makes me want to fight even more to make more space for people that look like me, especially women, that Black women. Like, so it's just, I use it as more as motivation when I'm put in situations like that, but it's definitely inspiring. It pushes me to want to do more, so.
And Tara, when you look at this group, from Brevin to Cam to Kalina to Chanel, do you kind of see it all as a full circle moment looking back over 20 something years ago when you first started your affiliation as a full-time team photographer?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's great to see, because it's like, even, you know, when you're talking about making an impact and paving the way for, you know, trying to open a door. So it's like, you know, if one Black person is in, like myself, when I first, you know, looked around when I started doing, I never thought about it at first that like, okay, well, yeah, I'm one of the team photographers for 49ers. It's like, but there's 31 teams and there's no Black photographer for any of the teams, right? And a lot of my peers locally from the association, the photographers group that I was members of, and, you know, they would say, well, you know, you're paving the way for others. And I did it, you know, you guys are here during the social media time and everything there. I mean, I started when there wasn't social media, you know, it was just film, and then, you know, digital was making the way. And like Chanel, you talked about like other photographers on the sideline, you know, saying certain things to you and this and that. And that happened to me as well. You know, it's like, you know, what are you talking about? I'm a photographer just like how you guys are, you know, and it's like, why are you subcast me here? So it's like, you know, it's a great impact to see where we're at now of days, right? So it's kind of like, you know, I think I want to say that, you know, I mean, not that I helped you guys get to where you're at, but then again, when the first one breaks through the door, they got to let the other ones in as well, you know? And so I feel like, you know, by me, you know, being the first starting back in 1996, it's like, you paved the way. And I didn't realize that until some of my other peers started saying that the same way, you know, and it's the same way as, you know, me becoming a Canon Explorer of Light photographer, you know, and how that's impacted me and my career as a Black photographer, and being the first minority and Black photographer into that program, you know, and paving that way. And people were saying the same thing. And now we have other Black photographers in that program. So it's great for me to see that, you know, I've done things, and I don't want to say I opened the door for everybody, but it's like, you know, once you get in, it's like, it says, okay, well, other people can follow, because now that door is open. So, yeah.
And then, Brevin, you've had a bit of an interesting year because you all just won the Super Bowl. With this being your first full-time year, just kind of talk about the experience of you making history in that regard as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's been like such an interesting year just from the perspective of our team and just like how honestly the last 2 years have been for us just as an organization too. Like for us, I feel like it's kind of been a full culmination of the last 2 years because we really opened up a stadium twice now. If you really think about it, we opened it up without fans and then we had a opener with fans. We hosted that said Super Bowl in our home stadium. So that was also an interesting aspect. And then also when I first got here, we were kind of at the tail end, but really just the beginning of our brand launch and, turning over what our organization kind of looked like from a brand perspective, with a new logo, new uniforms. And so it's really been like and then we released another uniform in between both these seasons, these last 2 years. So for us, it's been like this full sprint for two straight years. So it feels like an interesting, culmination of 2 years of a lot of hard work. But before I got here, there's been 4 years of a lot of hard work that led to this point for our organization. But it's been amazing to be a part of this journey that just feels like it's been so up and down just from the fact that we went through a November where we had no wins. And then a December where we did nothing but win. And then the playoff run we had as well as we kind of talked about earlier was a playoffs like any other. Like it seemed very competitive. Very thrilling. A lot of the games were very close. And it was awesome to just be a part of that journey every step of the way, because the countless stories that I just have of just kind of being in some of those situations that, you know, when I first started in this career, this journey to even be with the Rams, like I didn't really think I'd be in the situation to be, you know, one of the first photographers full-time with the Rams in that team photographer position. So a lot of it's kind of just been doing everything that we've done does feel like a first, because it is kind of like the first time we're making that decision as a photo department of how we're going to do things or how we're going to run things. And then just kind of learning from those situations of the good and the bad, and just kind of going through that. But to have it end in a Super Bowl was something that, you know, I could only have dreamed of, but didn't really know it was going to go that way. And it's been really cool. And during that, like everyone kind of talked about like being a part of history or kind of recognizing being a part of that. That wasn't something that I necessarily really realized, but throughout the season, I had one particular moment that kind of stuck out throughout my head. I had an older Black photographer come up to me during our second or third week. It was in Indianapolis. He just came up to me and he said, "Hey, you know, just realize what you're doing is really awesome. And it's great to see." Because actually one of our freelancers as well was also a younger black photographer, Xavier Daniels, a phenomenal photographer who works for the University of University of Indianapolis. He was awesome. And like, he just came up to me and just said, you know, recognize what you're doing. And like that, you know, not everyone's been able to be in a position like you've been in before. So it's great to see, you know, a couple of young Black photographers in this league working for a team. And that's when I like kind of realized that it is really unique, because even when I was really going through it, trying to get that internship with the Vikings or even the following year after, you know, there was still only very few Black photographers that I knew around the league. Travis Ellison with the Vikings that Cam knows. Cam was also one of the only other Black photographers that I know. Brandon down with the Panthers. So like when I was looking around, like it was basically, you know, Terrell, Brandon, and Travis were like the three that I really like looked to and were like, oh, you know, there are people in this industry who look like me, but it was so few and far between when I looked around the league. So it was just really like when I got in that position, I like even last year, like it was really Cam was with the Vikings. And then Terrell and I were the only other two. And it just was like, oh, like it was great to kind of have someone like Terrell who's so close in proximity. And obviously we play in the division together. So I got to see him twice last year, twice this year, and we've got to connect a little bit more. And it's, you know, just having some conversations with him has made me realize, you know, the kind of the position I'm in, the importance it is. And like, I always get uncomfortable when people talk about the role model aspect or like the even being like a part of history. I don't, because I just never really viewed myself that way. But understanding that importance is something that's kind of slowly crept its way throughout the entire year as I've kind of had more conversations, more people have reached out to me and I've kind of had some of those conversations more. But it's definitely been a year that I can't really describe in words enough, because it's so hard to, just with all the emotions that come along with how long the season's been, the journey it is, you know, the, being the longest, you know, season in NFL history too. Like, there are so many firsts and so many new aspects to it that it's one that I can't stop smiling thinking about it, because it's one of those things that you work so hard for and you think about for so long, and then when it all comes true, it feels like a dream. And it still sometimes feels like a dream that not only did we win a Super Bowl, but you know, being in this position, being able to do what I do, doing what I love, and getting to wake up and do it every day and doing it at the highest level is pretty incredible.
Cam, the transition to you kind of into the next question about it being Black History Month, you all are doing a series down in Jacksonville. Kind of talk about that and what was the inspiration behind, you know, celebrating other people that look like you.
So honestly, I can't speak too much to that, because that is marketing or socials department. So I don't even want to give it, you know, bad, you know, I don't want to inaccurately, you know, answer that question, but that is something that we have been working on. And I think the cool thing about our department as a whole is it's a lot of new people in new positions. So there's a lot of young energy, fresh minds, and people that are willing to roll their sleeves up and tap back into the community. You know, there's a big African-American presence within the, you know, Duval, Jacksonville, and as a whole. So, you know, this, you know, you mentioned Cam before, but having young Black creatives that are, you know, that want to find ways to tell new stories and get in the community and do that kind of stuff, you know, I feel like this is just the beginning. And this is something, like, me personally, when it comes to Black History Month, you know, I love the spotlight that it puts on things, but I want that to be the beginning and not just something that's done for a month, you know. So I'm one that's more so looking to see what are we doing the other 11 months, or when these conversations die down, and when they're not things on t-shirts or, you know, words on the field, like, what are we really doing to, you know, to champion, you know, the Black experience, Black culture, Black people, you know, and, you know, whether we can do it from a staff standpoint or whether we can do it by getting in the community and making a difference and reaching out and giving other photographers opportunities, you know, that's the kind of stuff, you know, I want to be a part of, you know, so.
And that's a good segue. To kind of skip around here, because we've had these conversations, you know, usually when we get together with a panel or there's a Black person on a podcast, it's like, oh, what can we do to, like, what are some things that we could do to, you know, pull more young Black kids, people of color, women, like, what are some things that we could probably create? I mean, with all five of you now being in positions of, you know, being leaders, are there things that you see that you may be able to do to increase that number, whether it's internships or volunteer opportunities or whatever?
Let me start with this one here real quick, because, you know, our GM, John Lynch, partnered with this organization called 100 Black Men in the Bay Area here, right? And all throughout last year, and it's like you say, Cam, is like something that just not like 1 month out of the year, all throughout the whole year, the organization 100 Black Men brought groups of high school and middle school kids out to sit down with the scouts, sit down with some of the coaches, sit down with some of the players, and then having conversations, really, you know, on what their interest is, what they want to do, just a whole number of things. And I photographed a couple of events as well. And, you know, and as I bounced around and started hearing what some of the kids are doing and what, you know, the questions that they are asking the player or the scouts or the coaches and so on and so forth. And then I told myself, it's like, how do I get involved? You know, how do I get involved? What do I have to do to, like, say, maybe, like you say, you know, Darius, like, mentor some of the kids that may be into video, film, photography, or showing them, okay, there's other avenues outside of playing sports that you could work in sports, right? If it's on the photography side or the video side, or even in sports organizations, period. And so, you know, I said, you know, and I had to wait, you know, because after the meetings, I get trying to formulate how can I interject myself in there. I was going to talk to John about that as well. But I met another gentleman that's part of the 100 Black Men when I was in Philadelphia about a week ago. And he says, yeah, we had a group that came out before. I said, yeah, were you there? He said, no, he wasn't part of that one. But me and him was talking. And next month, you know, or later on, we're supposed to get together and then do some other stuff with him. And then he's going to insert me in that way too, as well. So that's one way I could look at, you know, me getting back or reaching out to, you know, at risk kid or something that may be going the wrong direction and going down the line. It's like, oh, well, you know, if Terrell did this, maybe, you know, I could do that too, or I could do X, Y, and Z. Because I tell people, it's like, look, I mean, you know, I grew up in an area in San Francisco, you know, like say it wasn't a bad area, this and that, and, you know, we all, you know, I could have been driven and steered the wrong way, right? But I decided not to go that direction. So, you know, and, you know, some of my friends went a different direction, I went a different direction, and look where I'm at today. So when you tell those real stories, that means I never got in trouble, never, you know, did drugs or never went to jail. But, you know, it's like some kids could lean that way because they really don't, I don't want to say have hope, but there's other things that you can do out there. So that's one thing that, you know, we're, you know, doing throughout the year as well. So it's not just a 1 month, like, you know, out the year. So it's like, what, that's what I'm planning on doing on my side. So, yeah.
I was going to just say, just as far as, you know, in the photo space itself, you know, I'm consciously trying to think of ways to give, you know, African-American aspiring photographers opportunities to work. You know, I was able to give 6 Black photographers freelance opportunities this year, 3 of them being their first time working in the season. So, you know, that's something, you know, in the off season, that's the time where I want to kind of, you know, do a little bit more mentorship or connect with, you know, HBCUs in Florida, or just work with people where it's not just the game. You know, we only got so many games in the year, but there's so much more time we can really, you know, reach out and connect with people. But that's something that I'm definitely trying to, you know, be mindful of, or try to open up more doors that, you know, were harder for me to get through in the future. That's about it.
So to kind of go off of what you guys are saying, we have this like Black resource, like, program at the Panthers called Stride. And so we've actually, like, I've been working with Jasmine, who's like head of Stride, to create 2 programs like within the Panthers. So the first one is a minority creatives workshop. So essentially it's like, right now it's like starting off small, we're actually hosting it in April, but it's just like 24 like minority students. And then they have basically have, I call them learning labs, the way I have it broken up. So basically they can choose which learning labs that they want to participate in, whether it's like they want to learn graphic design, photography, video, or social media. And so the part about the lab, because I just noticed, I feel like a lot of the time there's a disconnection with Black students, especially if they go to these smaller schools, is they just can't afford the gear, essentially. Like, I wouldn't be able to afford it either. So Thomas Davis that played here, he's really into photography, and me and him have worked on a relationship together. So he's actually partnering with it. So he's actually gonna pay for all of the camera gear and the laptops that they're gonna need for this like 1 day workshop. So it's literally from like 8 a.m. to like 4 p.m. And so anyone can apply for it. So if you don't have a MacBook, like, we're providing the laptops. If you don't have the camera gear, we're providing all camera gears for them to use for the day. And they literally just apply for it and have to submit, like, I think, like, it's like they're not even a portfolio. So you just have to do like a 2-minute video kind of explaining why they should be selected for the program. It's like this kind of like run-in that I made up. And then that's the first thing that we're kind of working with the Panthers on that we're doing. And the second thing is a job shadowing externship. So the biggest thing I've just noticed is that the also disconnect, if you're not at these big schools, and I can only speak on college, like when you're at Texas or like these big schools that have these big media programs, is they're just not exposed to it. Like, I had never really seen a set. The only reason I saw is because I was a college athlete. So the externship is just providing opportunity, and it's only going to go directly to like the universities within the Charlotte and Rocca area and Fort Mill area, where our new facility is going to be. But I literally just made a contact list of every like university in Charlotte, and got a contact from like a communications program, like photography, art, whatever. And it's a link, and it goes directly to them, and they can apply for, and they're going to shadow us for like our production day for football, production day for Top Cats. Because I also want them to understand, at least for the Panthers, like, I don't just shoot football. Like, I'm doing community service, I'm doing Top Cats, like, which is our cheerleaders. So they're able to also shadow like any production day, and also that they're a fly on the wall in any meetings that we have. So when we're planning what our set's going to look like, they're literally in the room. So they're in the room just getting the experience to see what it's like with those conversations, how we work with social, how we work with sponsorship, how we work with marketing. And the last thing that we're doing is we're partnering with Harding High School, which is like a predominantly like Black and Hispanic high school in Charlotte. And I've contacted their AD and we're giving them 20 slots where their students can come in and just sit in our production day for Top Cats and like our Panthers production day and stuff like that. So those are just the opportunities that we've been like doing with the Panthers to just kind of like implement, like just like at a younger age. Cause I just noticed that like a lot of Black creatives get into photography so late. So kind of starting them young and see, you don't just have to play sports. Like you can be an artist too, or you can do both. Like, so that's why I'm focusing more on just like getting them when they're in college or getting them when they're in high school and stuff like that. So.
I have just like a little side note. Just like, I love hearing what you're doing in the area. I'm from Charlotte. And so knowing that those opportunities are coming up, and I mean, I wish I had them when I was there, because it definitely would have made this a lot easier. So it's just really nice hearing all the stuff that's coming about in my hometown.
Oh, thanks, Kalina.
Did anyone else have any other notes on, you know, celebrating Black History Month? What do you like about it? What do you look forward to every year? I know Cam had a great point about not only celebrating during February, but throughout the whole year. So if anyone else has any more comments on that.
I would say one of the things that I've been trying to do this month, just trying to spotlight on more of the local artists. I'm really big on just art in general, paintings, painters, sculptors, all that kind of stuff.
Do you all, and this can be for whoever wants to answer first, what obligation or pressure do you feel to bring up or bring on more Black photographers, more people of color, more women? Is there a pressure? Do you carry that with you? Or is it like, hey, I just need more help, or I just need more of this? Or do you always keep that in the back of your mind?
I mean, I feel like, you know, I mean, on my side, there's no pressure. I mean, you know, it's like I've been fortunate to be able to do whatever I wanted to do since I, you know, been here and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like if, you know, for my photography team, you know, for most of you, if you know or don't know, I mean, it's well diverse. You know, I got, you know, female photographers. I got a young lady that works for me full time. One of the other young ladies that's contracted with me, that's been with me since Candlestick Days, been with me 15 years. You know, I got Black photographers. I mean, just the diverse photographers I have, you know, it's pretty easy. So I never really, you know, felt any pressure or obligation from anybody that I had to do X, Y, and Z, because, you know, it's like, but, you know, I feel like I still need to do more. And, you know, I want to get, you know, some younger photographers that I like to say that I could bring in, that I could like mentor along the way, like say if it's a high school student or a college student or something like that, you know, and try to develop a program where I'm able to do that. And then within our budget and stuff like that. So yeah, but you know, no pressure from my side here.
Terrell won't talk about it, but he mentors me too. And so like, I think that's one thing too, where I think about like, I don't think of it as a pressure either. I just think it as like a really great opportunity, a really unique opportunity, being the position we're in and being able to provide those opportunities to other people. But also like, with Terrell, he's just an outlet for me. And I, so like he's been for me, I try to be an outlet to people that I don't necessarily know, or people that, a lot of people that reach out through direct messages. Like social media has become such a great opportunity, because I remember when I was coming up, I was really just nervous that since people didn't see me as a photographer, the people that I reached out to wouldn't as well. So I always got nervous when people would reach out to me, or like when I would like try to reach out to people and like ask them like, you know, how they got there, their story and all that. So like when I got in my position, that was one of my biggest things. Like, hey, when I got the time, like respond back to these people that are reaching out to you, because they're probably in the same boat that you're in. Like they were just nervous. No one had given them the right opportunity to really speak how they felt they could open up to someone and be like, hey, like I just need the opportunity, or I'm just looking for the opportunity. I might not be able to give them that opportunity per se, but I can give them some words of advice. I mean, I'm young in my career, I'm still learning a ton of stuff, but I can tell them what helped me get there. And I can provide some of those things. So I don't necessarily think it's like an immense pressure to necessarily always provide opportunities, because sometimes They're not opportunities that we can provide, or they're sometimes not the opportunities that are available right now for us to provide. But what I can provide is being an outlet to some of these people who are looking for just someone to talk to or some advice or a little bit of guidance, because I remember just being a young Black photographer who didn't know any other Black photographers. I was just scared. I was just nervous and I was just terrified to kind of open up because I didn't know how people always felt, or I did feel some backlash from some other people around me. So I was like, oh, you know what? Like, I was just shy and nervous about it. So I always try to think of other photographers in my position where really it's just sometimes about being a sounding board or someone that they can talk to, because that honestly is a really big opportunity for some people, because really just getting your name in front of those people too, like you just have those conversations with the photographer, or, you know, Cam talked about it with Garrett at like the Washington football team, like how that looked. It was really just kind of getting his name in front of them. And like, once you sometimes have those conversations, those are people that will come back around when you do have opportunities available. Like, you know what? They might not have the experience right now, but I can give them a really great opportunity, because I also know that they're a really great person, because, you know, they're trying really hard. They're trying to understand how to get to your position. So I also think about that. It's not necessarily about having those opportunities, but also just kind of being an outlet for some of those people who were in your position or who look like you, and just being able to be someone that they're able to actually talk to and be an attainable person to reach and just be like to have those discussions, because I think that is a really big stepping stone for some people that social media can help provide these days compared to you know, just a decade ago or even, you know, 20 years ago. Like what that looks like for some of those photographers getting in is really just trying to be someone that is just there to talk.
Yeah, like Cam said, he was out there like meeting people, standing in the, you know, the tunnels and this and that, so on and so forth. And like, you know, even for this whole group here, it's like, don't be afraid to like reach out to like ask questions. I mean, it's like, don't be afraid, like if there's something that you don't know, that, well, if I ask them that question, it's like, you know, it's like, maybe it's embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. I mean, look, I mean, I learned from a lot of people, you know, a lot of things that I've done, this and that. People reached out to me and this, and just to ask a question about this, or if it's an experience, or have you ever dealt with this situation, or whatever it may be. It's like, if, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. And so until you get an answer, you got to ask that question. So never be shy and say, well, I don't want to reach out with somebody because they're busy. You know what? We're all busy. But at some point, if you got a question, how are you going to get it answered? It's like, oh, well, let me give, you know, Cam a call, or oh, let me give Tarot a call, or whatever it may be, you know, whoever you can call and lean on somebody, don't be afraid to do that as well. So it's like, yeah.
I want to hear Kalina's opinion on this, because I personally feel like because we're Black women, it's, to me, there's this stigma that we're supposed to help people. Like, I feel like, because I know you guys have no pressure, but I feel like there's so much pressure on me to be like, you have to bring Black photographers in. And I think it's because we're Black women. To be honest, I really feel like that's what it is. And I've noticed that even, and this is going to sound crazy because you guys are, there are Black male photographers on this call, but I feel like that's been honestly even the most difficult with work with trying to bring in Black male photographers, is that they look at us like, I'm not worthy of, like, how did you get this job? Like, I've had the most difficulty working with freelance Black male photographers. Like, when it comes to, when players bring in photographers, they're honestly the worst to work with. They're literally assholes to me. And in my head, I'm like, why? Why do you feel like you're better than me? And it's like, when we're like, we look like each other, like we should be looking out for each other. But that's been the most struggle for me. And I feel like that's why, and I also feel like that's where the pressure comes from, is that we have to work 10 times harder to prove not only are we good to compete with a white man, but also Black men too. And I feel like that's why there's pressure on us even more to pave ways for other photographers. I feel like Kalina's like nodding her head about to say something. So, cause this has been in my heart for a while and I'm like, nah, we can't let this slide.
Yeah, no, like, I wish I didn't feel pressured to bring other people up. And I just, the amount of DMs that I got before I even got to my first preseason game asking me to, you know, bring them on or internship this and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I just got here. I don't know what y'all really want me to do. Like, I feel like, and even when I was on the field, like I said, I was the only Black one, but I wasn't the only Black person. But the other Black people on the field, they were kind of weird about me being there. Like, I know one of them asked me to just like take a selfie of them. I was like, now why would you ask me to do that? Like, I don't know you, I just met you, I don't even know your name. it was just like a weird dynamic that most of them had with me. And it was just like, it was not even kind of annoying. It was very annoying just to have that experience with the people that I was supposed to be, you know, cool with. You know, you see another Black person across the hall, you do the little nod, you do that thing, but it wasn't that. And so it was kind of weird, like how do I navigate at this point? Because, I mean, at that point, I guess I was just, I mean, I had Black coworkers who were also on the field with me, but they don't really understand the photography aspect of, it's like, it's really different just being on there with all that equipment, having people give little comments like, are you sure you can handle that? I was handling it the first 5 years I was doing it. So, I mean, like, it's just, it's, I don't know what to say, but it's just like, I get what she's saying. I get where she's coming from. It's definitely a lot of pressure on us for some reason.
It's funny.
Help,
I mean,
help everybody.
And maybe I answered that wrong to a certain degree. I mean, I never felt pressure that I had to go, like I had to bring Black photographers in this and that, so on and so forth. Now, I've had pressure just being on the field or being a Black photographer and different pressures, you know, and I understand what you're saying about that, Janelle, as well. But it's like, you know, we just got to, you know, we got to handle it a certain way, you know, because we're judged a certain way. So it's kind of like, you know, and basically it's like, they're going to look at us and see how well we handle things. So it's like, you know, things like that. So yeah. We just got to take that pressure part of it and let it, you know, I'd say let it go. But then again, you know, we have to do things differently than others, really.
I don't know. I like the pressure a little bit. Not always, but a little bit. You know, that's this job is pressure. You know, what we do is pressure, and that's, I guess, the success is how we perform under the pressure. I feel more pressure because it's not a lot of us to make sure I'm always putting out my best. I give my best because I feel like that represents everybody's best in a way, in a weird way. I usually meet the, how do I say this? I usually beat them to the punch. I try to reach out to people before they reach out to me. I lined up all my photographers for the season by like October, you know, but, you know, I try to, in a subconscious way, if I'm going to give someone that looks me an opportunity, I'm going to give them an opportunity. I'm going to put them in a position where they can have success. You know, I had a friend that never shot a football game before, but he's a great commercial photographer. So when we had a home game and we had a marketing opportunity for him to do that, I know he's going to shine. He's going to crush it. And he didn't even need to bring a 400, and he was able to do that. You know, but at the same time, talk about Xavier, you talk about, you know, other guys that I know in, you know, in different markets, you know, anytime I can reach out and it lines up that way, I'm never going to overlook that. But, you know, I think big picture at the end of the day, it's tough because, like I said, I'm starting from scratch. So what we do from this point, you know, it holds a lot of weight, you know, and every time I bring in a good photographer, they do good work, you know, that's more buy-in, that's more trust I get to kind of build and expand the team from there. But yeah, at the end of the day, you know, if I can give opportunities, you know, that's a win-win at the end of the day. You know, they do good work, it's even better, you know? So that's kind of how I take it.
That's awesome. All right, we're going to do something quick here, a little speed game. So nobody's prepared for this. I did this purposely. So I'm going to hit each one of you with a different question, and you have 1 minute to answer that. Everybody ready? And it's going to be random. So I'm going to start with Cam. What would you say was your most favorite project, and how'd you accomplish it?
All right. Favorite project was Media Day last year. It was my favorite project because that was my first project. It was literally this first day I got there. The challenge was I didn't know the team. I didn't know anybody on the team. I couldn't name 5 people on the team, honestly. And so I leaned a lot on, I was able to have a great freelancer. His name is James Gilbert, helped me out with the project. We were able to knock out a 90-man roster, get everything done that we had to get done, and, you know, turn around good work, send players edits, select so they can get them on social media and kind of just check all the boxes in one. And that was kind of my moment feeling like, all right, I can handle this job. You know, that was probably the hardest project I had the year. The game was a breeze after that. But yeah, I'll say that was my favorite project this year.
Perfect. You knocked it out. Kalina, what would you say has been the biggest challenge for you as a NFL team photographer?
Oh, how much time do we have?
You have a minute.
Minute, okay. It's definitely on the player side, getting connected to them. The way I entered the industry or into this job was just in the middle of training camp. And I mean, in training camp, there's tons of photographers, so there's no real knowing who that, and because of the COVID, we were behind the fence, and I was on the field one day and behind the fence the next day. So that kind of messed up really the connection I was trying to make. But trying to get them comfortable with seeing me, seeing my face, and getting them comfortable enough to look at me and give me a smile, or they score an interception, come to me and get a picture and that kind of thing. That was one of the biggest challenges, I would have to say, just because it was my first time really working with players in that capacity, that close. And I think I did a decent job. They came to me a couple times. I got them pictures and all that kind of stuff, but definitely that was the biggest challenge, I would say.
You knocked that out. All right, Terrell, what is your why?
Oh, you know, I would say passion. I mean, it's like, I play sports at school a little bit, but you know, it's like, but I have passion, right? And I have the love for really football, you know, and for this 49er team from when I was a kid. And so, you know, why do I do this day in and day out? During the season, 12 hours a day, this and that, you know, it's like, I've only had 3 jobs, right? And this is my 3rd career, right? And I've done everything that I've set out, I said I was going to do. Everything from when I was a kid, from when, you know, a lot of people, you guys don't know, I was a professional bowler. I was one of the top junior bowlers growing up in San Francisco as a kid. And I had an upside to where I wanted to be the first African-American to win a national title, right? And I got sick when I was 19 years old. I was going to college, this and that, so on and so forth. I ended up in a hospital for a month. They had to operate on me. I couldn't move my arm the same way after that. But I was still good enough to go out on tour, but I wasn't the same, right? So I came back, and while I was in school, I was taking computer science classes. And, you know, I got a job working in high tech, in the computer field. And, you know, I was able to achieve that, worked for them for many number of years. You know, everything's overlapped. So it was like, don't add all the years up, but I worked for that company for 20 years and I started my photography business while I was there. And it goes back to like when I took photography in school, growing up as a kid, as a 49er fan, making my own photo books when I used to have a paper route and cutting out pictures from the 49ers papers and making my own photo books. And now I'm the director of the photography for the Niners. It's like, this is my why, the passion that I have for what I do, for all the things that I've done, for helping people. I just have passion to for this game and everything. And that's why I do what I do.
Love it. All right, Brevin, this is going to be hard. What's your favorite photo that you took this year?
Oh, that is a great question. That might be I was like preparing for something where I gotta really speak for a while, but now I gotta think a little bit too much. Now I'm trying to think. I'm so hard on myself. Like as a photographer, I know everyone is, and like Cam will speak to it because I talked to Cam about this. I talked to one of my good friends, Derek Campbell, about this all the time. Because I am so hard, like I'll look at a photo and I'll love it and I'll love it for so long. But then the more I look at it, the more I start to hate it. Cause I'm like, okay, like I could have done this better. I could have done this better. I'm always a prisoner of, I could have done this better. Like everyone is, but, I honestly think there's a couple photos that come to mind, but there's like 2 specifically. And now as I get to like really reflect on the year, there's a photo I took of Matthew Stafford and Kelly Stafford in their first day in SoFi Stadium. And then I have a picture after the NFC Championship of them together as well. And when I think about just those 2 photos and like the story that's been built in between, that's what makes it my favorite because of not just their specific story, but the story of this team. And like, that's like kind of like the whole mentality of like how our organization was we're all in. And obviously like Matthew was such a big piece, but it was just
what those two photos together, like seeing those now and just the perspective of those two together, just really like has a good recap on the year. And I just think about that as definitely one of my favorites. I don't know. I would probably think about it longer and I'll say something else, but like just thinking about those, like it's so hard for me to say one because those two in my head are some of those first that like come right up, because I think, like I said, like that's almost the very first day and then almost one of the very last days of the season and what that looks like. And like for them and this organization, all the buy-in, it just thinking about those two photos is really, really like makes me think really hard on how great this season was and how those aren't the most memorable photos I took all year or anything like that. But to me, they definitely represent something and the story in between. And that's what like a lot of my favorite photos are. It's not necessarily the best photo I ever took, but the story that's behind it.
All right, Chanel, I saved you last because yours is the hardest. It's really not. What's your go-to piece of advice that you always hang your hat on?
You would ask me to give some advice. I would say my go-to advice would be my tagline is for, I guess, two things would be don't get caught up in the clout. I think young creatives get so focused on players reposting their stuff when they don't actually look at how the quality of their content. And so they just think having a camera, slapping a filter on it and a player reposts it, they think they're the next team photographer. And it's like, there's so much more to that, to the being a team photographer and just the craft of photography as a whole. So I think that'd be my biggest advice is don't get caught up in just because players repost your stuff that automatically qualifies you to be in a position that we are in. You should always work on getting better, getting criticism from people that are actually in these roles and not just because a player or a fan comments fire emoji or dope that you're the best at what you do. There's always room to improve and get better. So that'd be my go-to advice is like, don't be caught up in the cloud, always work on developing your craft. That's probably the biggest thing.
Thank you all for spending time. This conversation honestly could have gone for like hours and hours because it's a lot of knowledge in the room. I want to not necessarily give you flowers because flowers die. I want to give you all, you know, all the love that you deserve and credit because all of you are history makers. All of you are change agents. All of you are monumental in moving this thing forward as Black creatives, as Black photographers, and as Black women, as Black young men. You all are doing a phenomenal job and the best is not behind you, it's in front of you. So with that being said, happy Black History Month. We will keep up with all of you. But before we leave, I'm gonna start with Terrell. If you would like to share your social handles where people can find you, and then I'll go down the line.
Well, my website is just terrelloyd.net. You know, you got to make sure you got four L's in there because, like, I got all the L's in the alphabet. So it's like, hey, I stole a few of them. But anyway, and then 49ers official photog, or you can pull it up with my name and stuff like that. You know, I don't do a lot of posting. You know, there's a reason why. You know, I don't want to get into the reasons why, but it's almost like you said, you know, don't get caught up in the cloud. So it's kind of like, you know, a lot of people do that, so on and so forth. And, you know, and I post and my sponsor don't tell me to do this, but anything that I'm going to post, if I'm shooting with a camera or a lens or shooting technique, I'm going to, whatever I post is going to be, there's thought that's put behind it and there's education that's put behind it. It's to make you think about certain things and stuff like that. So I consider myself like, I didn't consider myself like this before until someone told me that, but I consider myself like as a motivator and a teacher and trying to make you think, okay, outside the box or certain things like, oh, I never thought about that. Or maybe I need to try this or so on and so forth, stuff like that. You know, I don't ever post to say, hey, look at me. So it's like, that's my thing, but it's 49ers official photog. And then, you know, that's where I'm at. But thanks a lot. It's great seeing all you guys. Some for the first time. I can't wait till next season. And I got to look at the schedule, see where I'm at. But, you know, yeah.
Brevin, what are your social handles if you would like for people to find you on social or your website or both?
So my website, I honestly need to, that's one of my off season plans, is to actually update that and put some time into that. But my website is just my first name, last name, Brevin Townsell, photo.com. And then my socials is my first name, Brevin, T34. That's what I am on all my socials. Usually in the off season, I take a good break from doing any kind of posting or anything actually. So I'm about to be on my social media hiatus for a little bit. Since I get to wrap up the season and honestly just kind of take a break from, I just like to kind of get away from social media for a little bit and just like posting or doing any of that, because I don't, like Terrell said, I honestly don't really care that much. I like to post it because I like to think of it as like a scrapbook in a way, and just like to like culminate my own memories. So that's kind of my thing. But yeah, Brevin T34.
Cam? Where can the people find you? Website, social?
All right, yep, same. Website under construction. I took it down for a little bit, but when it's back up, it's first name, last name, camnet.com. Real simple. Social handles, the Come Up Cam. So T-H-E-C-O-M-E-U-P-K-A-M. And then Twitter is the same thing, but you underscore in between the P and the K. I don't really post too much photos on Twitter. It's really just lyrics and motivation, but you know, every now and then, you know, you might see something up there, but that's me.
Kalina.
Same with the website. She's looking a little rough, but it's kalinamwphoto.com. My Instagram is Kalina M Williams. Also, the Dallas Cowboys United page, that's where most of the photography will probably go, due to the rules that the Cowboys have. Unlike some of y'all, I will be posting all throughout the off season just because I wasn't able to post through the season. So I'm posting like archival stuff that I feel like didn't really get a lot of love on the main page. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, it is Kalina MW Photo. You would not be able to tell that I'm a photographer do on my Twitter. So it's just music posts. I post a lot of RV music, TV shows, live tweeting and stuff like that. So if you want to know me personally for some reason, you go ahead, follow me on Twitter, have fun.
And Chanel.
I feel like I'm like so proud of myself because my website's updated. It's just, so yeah, no, I'm just playing. So it's just chanelcreative.com. So C-H-A-N-E-L-L-E. creative.com is definitely, I do have a photography portion, but it's mainly graphic design at all my stops. But my Instagram and TikTok are underscore nails. I feel like my social media is kind of all over the place. I post like my work. I kind of post my personal stuff, like motivational, personal projects. Like it's kind of like a hodgepodge, a bunch of stuff. And then for Twitter, it's just nails underscore.
This has been great. I'm sure I'll be hearing a lot from you all, and definitely going to be keeping up with all of your work. But thank you for who you are, what you're doing, and where you are. And thank you on behalf of those who will come behind you, because you will not be the last faces that look like you in the NFL taking photos. So I am looking forward to catching up with all of you. And for all the listeners out there, thank you for listening this month. And we will be also spotlighting more creatives for Women's History Month, so stay tuned.
Thank you so much for making Creative Sports Podcast part of your day. We'd love to hear your thoughts, feedback, and suggestions, so pop on over to the Sports Creative Community on Slack and connect with us and your fellow creatives. If you're enjoying this podcast, we'd love it if you shared it with a friend or a coworker, and leave us a 5-star rating so other people will be able to find us as well. And don't forget to subscribe so that you're the first person to catch each new episode. Remember, the world needs your voice, so keep creating.